Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of August, 2022. And I've been married 48 years today. So, anyway, Mark is going to be reading the 17th chapter of Acts today. This is another example of whenever Paul and the apostles went into the Jewish synagogue there. Some of the Jews became very, very upset and started to raise a lot of chaos. And they ended up taking Jason. And Paul did his sermon on Mars Hill in this chapter. Nothing has changed today. Whenever the gospel, the true unadulterated gospel, goes out, a lot of people get their jaws torqued. That's a saying from my past, that torqued their jaws. Anyway, Mark is going to be reading this chapter, and it's going to be obviously from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible.
Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Pamphylia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews, and Paul, as his manner was, went into them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and was Jesus, whom I preach to you, is Christ. Some of them believed, and so were Paul and Silas, and that Greek's great multitude. The chief woman, not a few, but the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baker's sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar. Assault the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. When they found them not, they threw Jason and certain brethren to ruin the city, crying, these they have turned the world upside down, and come here also. Whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. They troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. When they had taken security of Jason and the other, they let them go. Brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night to Berea. Coming thither, went to the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Search the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also bond one which were Greeks, and women not a few. When the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge of the word of God was preached to Paul and Berea, they came there also, served the people, and then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea. Silas and Timotheus abode there still, and they that conducted Paul brought him into Athens, receiving the commandment, and Silas and Timotheus were to come to him with all speed they departed. And while Paul waited for them in Athens, the Spirit was stirred in him when he saw this city only given not idolatry. Therefore, disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with devout persons in the marketplace day within the mountain. Certain philosophers, Epicureans, and the Stoics sent him and said, some said, well, this babbler say, he seemed to be a sort setter forth strange God because he preached them Jesus in the resurrection. They took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, may we know this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is. Thou bringest a certain strange thing to our ears, we would know therefore what these things mean. But all the Athenians and strangers which were they spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I prove that all things are too superstitious. I passed by and beheld her devotions. I found all of the descriptions of the unknown God. And therefore, ye may worship him, declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things are in, hath seen that he is Lord of heaven and earth, clothed not in heaven, temples made with hands. Neither is worship with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth all life and breath and all things. Hath made of one blood all nations of men for dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, bounds of their habitation. They should seek the Lord at the tap where they might feel after him, find him, though he be not far from one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also poets have said, we are also his offspring. For as much in as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that God is like unto gold, or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. Times this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. By that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men, that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked and said, we will hear thee again this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men clave unto him and believed. Among the which was Dionysus, they were Pagai, a woman named Demarius. Let us look down here.
Thank you, Mark. So we see that there was quite a controversy between those who did believe and those who did not believe, those who had been given faith and those who had not been given faith. God bless you.